Was to look after the health of the children. Mm-hmm. Sent a child home early because the child
was bad.
No, now the teacher would send a child home if the child was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the nurse would send a child, you know, the nurse is supposed to be sure everybody's healthy and feeling
mm-hmm.
good and all
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So the nurse would send a child home because the child
was feeling better.
Okay. Would you ever say, let's say if a child ate too many apples or something, or too much candy or something, how would you express the way the child would feel?
He'd feel bad if he ate too much of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you ever say he took sick or was taken sick?
Well, taken sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
In the stomach. I got him in mind.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I knew you got there right there, so why?
Have you heard people talk about a serenade or a shivery or a tin pan?
Well, beat the tin pan after the marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I haven't been to too many weddings.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
The devil.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas Day. Happy Christmas.
If you have a very heavy box that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to,
Toot that box.
What do you call something that lives in the water, and it's got a hard shell, and it can pull its legs and its head up inside its shell?
Oh, Lord, what do you call the thing? I got one of the shell right here in the house.
You have?
That's right. I got the shell to show you, but now I just can't call the name of it.
Maybe that'll make you think of it.
Oh, I know what it is.
That's a pretty shell.
It's a snail.
Okay.
A snail.
Okay. Where'd you get this? Did this grow around here?
Mm-hmm. The lady in front didn't give my sister. They have that evening and they just call them and take the meat out and they left the hull.
Uh-huh. It's pretty pink color, isn't it?
Snail. I couldn't remember the thing name.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Now, what do you call something that's got a head on it, and it lives in the water, too, and it's got a hard shell, and sometimes they snap. And it's got a head and a tail and four legs on it. And it's got a hard shell, sort of round like this. And some people say they're good to eat.
It must be called that a turtle.
Okay.
And then another one in the river, they call a tarpon.
Well, now, what's the difference?
I mean, see, a turtle is a big old thing, and a tarpon is a small, something like that there.
Okay. Mm. Now, what about a cooter? Do you have those?
Oh, yeah, I have many cooters. I have it. Cow dung cooter, alligator cooter, box cooter.
Well, now, do they live on the land or in the water?
They live on the land, but you know when the place get full of water?
Uh-huh.
And they use the water then. And then some of them, sometimes I have see the alligator cooter in the river, but they don't mm-hmm. supposed to actually live in the river. They live on the land.
Mm-hmm. And the cooters are good to eat?
Oh, yeah, baby. I ate many of them. Them little cow down cooters just make a big fine put them in there. I don't know, eat crawfish and all kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I like seafood. I've never had a cooter, though.
Them big old alligator cooter, you cook them down and eat just like chicken.
Well, what do you do? Do you have to pick them like you pick